Blog Talk Radio.
The time has come to tap into the power of nature, to change our heart and soul. Let's without heed sow seeds of peace. Too much violence, too much mopping, too much terror. Enough is enough. Let's without heed.
George, and we're just doing a little test here for a guest that I have coming on my feature show later on today in a couple of hours, Angelia Grace, and just waiting to see if she can call in at the moment and queue in to get into our queue, our switchboard at our queue. So I'm just going to give her a little bit of time to do that and to see if she can work her way in. And in the meantime, we're going to go to another song here for a moment called The King Code. And this is from Mark Daniels and DeMaio Jackson, who DeMaio is actually the number one Michael Jackson impersonator, and he's based out of Germany. travels the world though with his work, and had them on recently for a few shows, both on Main Street Universe Network and on my network regarding Weed Out Hate. And I know that in light of recent events, he's really had some challenges with what's been happening in the world, because it's, his mission is all about sowing the seeds of peace and how that relates to literally pulling the weeds out of our garden and bringing in peace for that. And, you know, at the same time that we're doing that, we're also weeding out the hate in our hearts. So it's always a good thing to do. I'm going to put on King Code for a little bit and see if we can get our guest, Angelia Race, in for this test session.
Let's make it world today.
That was the King Code by DeMario Jackson in coordination with a Weed Out Hate program that was created by Mark Daniels. And that song actually is encoded with different patterns of what Mark refers to as the King Code, which actually activates within ourselves. And very, very interesting. If you've missed my interviews with Mark Daniels, I've done a couple with him, actually. I've done three on the Main Street Universe with him, one last year and two just here at the end of March and April. And really interesting work that he's doing. And anybody who's interested in helping in that organization, I know he's always looking for people all over the country, all over the world, to bring things about. And as I was mentioning, I saw some posts from him on Facebook, and it just really made his heart heavy when he saw some of the things that were happening around the world, because he's really working on breaking down racism and different aspects like that to bring us together in unity and harmony and to get rid of this hate that we tend to carry through cultures and generations, and you know, whether that's hate on all different types of levels. And so yeah, definitely check out his work. Again, what we're doing here is this is just a testing session right now. I'm waiting for a call in from a guest, Angelia Grace, and she is actually going to be on my featured show, Activating Compassion Radio, on Main Street Universe, and that's going to be coming up here in, boy, only about an hour and a half. It's coming up quick, actually. So definitely you'll want to tune in for that. Angelia Grace has a beautiful celestial voice. It's what we call creating etheric and angelic music, and you're going to absolutely love her work. We are going to go through this with that show, and you want to search that out again through Main Street Universe, which we'll have coming up in about an hour and a half. So we're actually just in this particular session doing a test right now to make sure that she's going to be able to connect with us and to come into the show. And that would be really, really great, because it's going to be such an honor for me to share her music and to share what she's doing in her spirit. And I guarantee you it's absolutely beautiful, and it's absolutely a treat here for May Day. You know, here we are at this incredible turning of the seasons and the cycles in this year, and it's just truly, truly amazing to listen to that. And I know that she's kind of going through the processes, because Blog Talk requires people to be signed in, have an account, sometimes different things like that. So, yeah, just really want to make sure that she's able to get through the systems and the processes here while we're doing this before we get onto the main show, because I know working with this is always a little bit of a challenge when you're trying to come in for your first time and things like that. So I'm going to drop back again to drop the King Code on for a second here while we're waiting for her to come on into the queue. And we'll figure this out one way or another.
In your world of dreams, there's nothing. Cause we still have a dream. Children of the world. Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
Follow the King.
Follow the King.
The memories he left were so beautiful.
Beautiful.
And his dreams that we share.
Today, so not a formal show at the moment, but we will have a formal show coming up in about an hour and a half, and we're trying to do a little test session here with that guest, and that show is actually going to be through the Main Street Universe Network. It's the Activating Compassion Radio, and it's going to be celestial music and singing with Angelia Grace, and looking forward to having her on as a guest. She's trying to work her way through the system. We have about 10 more minutes here, so hopefully she can get in before that time and we'll be able to get her tested on the system and to make sure everything's working okay for her. I know how challenging that is because I've been there trying to get in for the first time through some of these shows and networks. And so we're hoping for the best today. In the meantime, I'm just playing a little music from a previous show that I did called Weed Out Hate and promoting the Weed Out Hate Day, which, you know, Mark is an incredible person. You can connect with him on Facebook. His name is Mark, M-A-R-C, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, and you can connect with him through his website, weedouthate.org, just doing some amazing work. The songs, by the way, are done by DeMaio Jackson, who is the number one Michael Jackson impersonator. And he's based out of Germany, but he calls in from all over the world. He travels all over the world doing his impersonations and work, and he's really incredible. I've seen some pictures and stuff, and he really looks like Michael Jackson. I mean, it's a, you know, it'd be tough to know whether it was him or Michael in a lot of his photos, that's for sure. So anyways, we're going to go back to another song by DeMaio Jackson, Weed Out Hate, and play that for a couple of minutes while our guest Angelia is trying to get into the system here.
Time has come to tap into the power of nature to change our heart and soul. Let's be out here, sow seeds of peace. Too much violence, too much mobbing, too much terror.
George, and this is just a little tough session here today. We're not actually broadcasting at the moment, but coming up in just a little over an hour on my main show, Activating Compassion Radio on Main Street Universe, we will have Angelia Grace coming on, and she's a beautiful, singer. How do I express it? I mean, her music shares prayers is what it does, and it's very ethereal, very angelic in the sounding. It's celestial in its style, perfect for the May Day celebration that we have going on. And this is really powerful coming through. So I'm really hoping that she can get in the next couple of minutes before this test session will close out on here, and hoping that she's able to find a way to get this together or to working. And here, so that's the ideal. That's the hope right now. And I'm sure that it's all going to work out fine in the long run here. It's just always good to do these little test options in the meantime and see what we can explore and see what we can find out. And it always creates a little more comfort zone. But I'm learning these days that the comfort zone is not happening. It hasn't been happening for me for a while. So it's kind of interesting that I've been the one that's been having the technical difficulties over the last few weeks. And here we are this week. My guest, who's incredible, is having internet connection problems there. So we're hoping, actually, she's going to be able to get in through this other avenue. And hopefully that is going to work out just fine with her. And I do have a couple of more options in my other system, but I don't have in this system. So we'll just have to see what happens and what goes on here and what comes through. And yeah, it's always an interesting journey when we're dealing with live radio. and it makes me rethink, maybe I should go to a different type and, you know, do some pre-recorded stuff, that I've got everything well set in these systems. And so, you know, I've been avoiding trying to take that other option just because I have found that you know, when I look at the other options, that then I'm taking twice as many hours out of my week to run a show, and time is of essence for me right now. I'm really working on that balancing piece, and I feel like there's such a turning point that's happening, you know, right now when we talk about balance, and we talk about peace in the world, and we talk about bringing in celestial energy. There's such an amazing balance to be honored right now with all of that, and to bring it forward into the world, because this is where we're heading and we need to embrace it. And sometimes the spaces in between are uncomfortable because we're going through a lot of detoxing, whether that's physically, emotionally, mentally, however that is. We're releasing a lot of things. We're clearing a lot of things out. And that can bring up a lot of challenges. That can bring up a lot of things that maybe we don't want to deal with or don't like dealing with or things like that. So it's always interesting to put those components together and see what happens in that process. And like I said, I'm so excited to be bringing this show with Angelia to you today. So we're going to keep working on this. And even though you won't hear me in the live forum here, once this cuts off in about a minute, we're going to keep seeing if we can get her into the show even after that, just so that we can test this out. So hopefully it's going to work out, and hopefully we can get this all squared away and taken care of, and everything will be fine and dandy and wonderful, and we'll be able to move forward right on time. And again, that'll be coming up on Activating Compassion Radio through Main Street Universe Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and that is going to be happening in about an hour and 15 minutes. So make sure you join us today, because it's going to be a beautiful, 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 amazing show, and I'm so excited to bring her on. So we're going to see what happens here in a couple of seconds and see if it cuts me off the network completely or if I can keep waiting for her to come in. Okay, so we're still recording here. And like I said, you won't hear me live, but we're still on the air. So hopefully she is going to make that. Hopefully that is going to be happening. And I'm just going to leave this open. I'm just going to leave it open and see if she can get through. Just hanging in there to see if we can get things in and so many things happening today, and you know, this is such an example of where we really do need to just, you know, ride with the flow of things and to really honor things. It's so easy when times get a little challenging or a little tough along the way. You know, it's really easy to just, you know, want to give up and want to go back into something else that didn't work for us in the past or that we already let go of. And it's much harder to just stay on track and stay on path with things and to keep moving forward, because oftentimes we, you know, our fear kicks in when we try to do that and we start to worry, and then that creates a whole nother level of you know, a whole nother level of blocks for us. And it's really a powerful challenge to be able to say, okay, you know, can I, you know, can I keep a sense of peace in this process? Can I, you know, hold on to this and you know, bring in, you know, something new and different, and can I bring forward, you know, this new way of being? And I think a lot of people are challenged with that these days. It's not just the average person who's starting on their spiritual path, but I've even known many people who are very spiritually evolved and have been on their path for a long, long time, and they're facing these same challenges today. And that makes it really difficult, you know, that makes it really challenging to see things come through. And so it's always interesting, these processes, and like I said, it takes a lot of endurance, a lot of you know, faith and trust in our process, and that's not to be confused with so-called blind trust, if you want to say that. you know, we have to you know, trust where we're still taking action, so to say. We have to trust in the process. And there's a lot of people that go, okay, I'm just going to trust. Mine's going to provide it all for me. But you still got to take the steps, you know, in that process. You've still got to take the forward momentum, so to say, to get there. And I think that that is a challenge for a lot of people. I think that that is an aspect that is not easy to do. And so as we do that, it's really something that we, you know, we just keep working with. And there's, you know, the blind faith is the sitting back, not doing anything, thinking that, okay, God's going to just have somebody show up at my door. But when we talk about the true faith, then, you know, what we're talking about is knowing that we're on our path, and knowing that the more we connect with the divine and the more that we stand strong on our path, that's when we're going to be provided for by the divine. And that's when things are going to come together for us. It would be like our guest knowing that music is her path, and in that process, it's not that she, you know, she doesn't just sit back and go, okay, great divine, bring me all the venues. You know, in that process, what she does is she sets up, she says, I know this is my path. And so then she sets up a crowdfunding page, for example, in order to support her work and to be able to get her work out there and to produce CDs and things like that. And this is the way that we go. It's knowing so fully and being committed so fully to that process. And we, as a society, as a culture, as a human race, have been through so many challenges, and so many of the issues that we see coming up in society today are because we're faced with these incredible challenges and faced with these very tough pieces along the way. And and this is why we're seeing a lot of the rage and a lot of the different things happen in life, because really it's coming out of people's fear. They're getting very, very afraid in the process. You know, they're afraid of, you know, what's going to happen to them. We see more and more people being pushed into this, you know, this space of, what do I want to say? You know, getting pushed into the space of not having. And it really calls us to let go of the material world stuff. You know, there's so much oftentimes that we can do without. There are certainly some things that we can't do without forever, like food, water, you know, some of the basics like that. But, you know, on the other hand, it's it definitely opens up some other doors there for us to think about. And it's asking us, you know, don't let these material things rule us to a point that we're in so much fear of losing the material aspects that we, you know, stop operating ethically and humanely. And this is going to be a huge challenge for a lot of people. It's going to be a huge challenge for them to reduce their cost of living or to shift their thinking and their way of being a little bit. And I know myself, I've even had to do quite a bit of that this year, shifting things and adjusting things and, you know, working on keeping things together. And it's really, it's been an amazing journey. You know, on one hand, it's not comfortable always, like I said, but on another hand, it's been a truly, truly amazing journey along the way. So, you know, it's very hard to say. It's very hard to tell for certain how it's going to work out for us, for example, or what might not work out for us. It's a real journey, and it's a real process. And that's where we really find sometimes, like I said, our commitment. You know, how devoted are we to our path? And, you know, how devoted are we to seeing through everything that we need to see through in order to get that so-called glorious experience that so many of us want to have and have heard about? And it's definitely there. Sometimes it's not you know, it's not always the big thing that a lot of people think that it's going to be. But you know, but at the same time, it's kind of you know, what we learn is we learn the real glorious things of what it feels like to be able to let go and to let God, as they say, I give my let God, you know, stop trying to control everything and move into that other space. So, yeah, it's really something to look at. It's really something play with and to dance in, so to say, and I think that that's the key. Can you still find the joy in the moment? Can you still find the peace of mind? Can you still find the serenity amongst all of the challenging things? And I think that that's the real thing. So I'm just getting a little touch in here from my guest. And so I'm going to close out of this and end it.